And excited to be joined in studio by the one and only Moncrief. Moncrief, hey, welcome back to back. Waterford. Good to have you. Good to have your company and your presence this morning. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in nearly a year. I think it was the Breakwater Festival in Wexford last summer where you, as promised, walked out on that stage with a Wexford jersey.
I did.
You didn't leave it on for very long. You did change very quickly into a Waterford
jersey.
Can't
keep them happy.
95 or 97 Wexford creamery jersey. Nothing less.
It was like a iconic, stunning classic.
Up there with the Yop Waterford one.
The Yop Waterford one. I don't know, man. That's a bit.
I think that's iconic.
It's quite Dan Shanahan. Yeah, it's quite his iconic.
Well, I was impressed with that. You didn't let it stay in Wexford, but you're back, and you are our Play Irish Track of the Week on Be Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Stubborn
timed that very well, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're loving Stubborn, but it is part of the 12 songs, 12 months. So in terms of the last 12 months, it's been weird and wonderful.
Yeah, it's been hectic. I had a number one album for my first album, which has been amazing. First time back here saying that.
You know what? I feel not so smug, but I have a signed copy on vinyl.
I have a signed copy. Well, actually, I said to Chris, I said, Eve has a signed copy and you are artwork in our kitchen because it actually suits the overall. Oh, your phone's ringing. Who is it?
Oh, God, Jesus.
Who is it?
Management.
I actually call my mother there.
Tell her who said hello.
Oh, we love your mom.
Yeah, God bless her.
So you're in both our homes on vinyl. Yeah, that I love that cover.
Yeah. It was a mad year, and like the people like coming back home is honestly the people back here were the main people that got it over the line, got it to number one. You know, me and Gilbert O'Sullivan just battling it out at the top. But I think it was a big sort of full circle moment. It was a hectic year, like some things going on behind the scenes, but ultimately, like to work for those years and come back with the number one album is so special, you know, and come back home and be able to share it with people back home, you know.
It's not something that everybody can say, and I know there's a lot that happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is like it was a mad journey, and it was to come away with. Like, there were some amazing moments, you know. Like, I took my dad's camper van and made it up to the Apple Market.
Yeah, we were there.
You know? Unbelievable.
It was mad. I don't know.
There's
one of those things. I don't know what it is. And, like, I'm not even from Waterford. I'm a Wexford girl, but I suppose I work here. And
we'll hold it against you.
Thanks. Thanks, hon. We were so proud of you that night. Do you know what I mean? And everybody in that crowd was just absolutely there.
Yeah.
Like adoring you, wishing you well. Like it was kind of a moment, wasn't it?
It was a really special thing. It was one of my favorite gigs I think I've ever done. You know, like it was just so weird and wonderful, and you could feel the love in the Apple Market. You know.
Talk to us, Killian's. Are you looking for free tickets for the gig?
I'm not looking for free tickets. No, it's a big step up. Like Apple Market is one thing, but the RSC.
You'll have to reach out to Heatwave and see what they say. You know,
no, I went there. It was the last year, the year before I went to Picture This Day.
Last year,
and an incredible venue to do it. Are you slightly more nervous because it's a bigger venue, or are the small ones kind of more difficult to deal with because it's so much more intimate? I suppose.
I don't know. I mean, I would say I probably get more nervous coming back and playing a show in front of people back home because, like, they know you. They know you know you. But whereas, like, you do a show in Germany and, like, you're almost, like, they know you as the artist, but they're not the people that kind of raised you. So it's a real full circle thing. Yeah, this is as kind of as big as it gets so far in Waterford.
Really is.
No pressure.
And everyone out of Supermax there as well.
And all the lads, I was one of them.
So. Are you excited?
I am. Yeah, I think, like, I've grew up playing the smallest venues in Waterford, like Sal's, Bed and Breakfast. It's gone now. I played in, like, most of the small pubs you can in Waterford, and I always dreamed that I went to see like people playing in these shows in the RSC growing up. I remember like 50 Cent and Insomnia were playing, Faithless, were playing Flo Rida was meant to actually turn up that day, but he never showed up.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, what happened?
Scandal over that.
I know.
Okay.
Showed up.
Yeah, Florida. I didn't realize his name was Florida.
Yeah, but I figured out the other day too.
I know.
What?
He's from Florida. Florida. It's splitting the two show.
It's magical. Like Will I Am, William.
That is amazing. I knew about Will I Am, but I didn't know about Float Right. Ah, that's absolute genius.
Oh, did you know there's the internet as well?
The world. Let me off. Anyway, forget about Florida or Florida. I don't care about him. I care about Moncrief. We will never give up on you and never stop coming home and playing those gigs. 25th of July in the RSC Heatwaves. Tickets still available. We will be there. I might even make you like a handmade sign. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, and you can, like WWE. Yeah,
I can see if I can get on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I'd love that. Maybe I'm just trying to imagine what's on it. I'm just like,
I don't know. I haven't figured out.
I love Wexford. Yeah. Like that.
Go on, hun.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we love you lots. Moncrief, everybody. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Cheers, guys.